In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Massive news here in Rip City as the Portland Trailblazers announced that the team is on the market, looking for new ownership. It'll be the fourth time ownership has changed hands, or to the fourth person, Larry Weinberg, Paul Allen, to Jody Allen, to insert new owner here.
Indeed.
The wheels are in motion. And to talk about this on the business side of things, we bring in the host of Sports Business Radio at SB Radio on Twitter, Brian Berger, joining us. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Look, this is a huge day in the city of Portland, and you not just being on the sports business side of things, but your unique relationship with the organization, too, having worked for the Blazers at one point. This is a massive, massive story here locally. But when you talk about ownership changing, fan bases get excited, but there's also a ton of apprehension in this. For Blazers fan, being from Portland and living here, how do you feel about the Blazers going on the market, something that was inevitable once Paul Allen died?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting day. I'll correct you on what you just said. Jody Allen is not the owner. She's the trustee. So when Paul Allen died, in his will, he wanted to have the Trailblazers and eventually the Seahawks sold so that the proceeds from those sales would benefit the Paul G. Allen Foundation that would fund his philanthropic interests, whether it's cancer research or space exploration, the music industry, so many of the things that he was passionate about. So she's been the trustee since he died 7 years ago, but it was in his will that this is what he wanted to have happen. It's actually taken a lot longer than I thought it would, 7 years, because Paul died in 2018, but here we are. And there's so many layers to this because, first of all, this is going to be an auction. So this isn't, you know, hey, we're having a Zillow open house and come look through the house and see what we have here. This is an auction. Allen and Company will run the auction. That means a lot of different things. Number one, it means that the owner's probably going to come from outside of Oregon. Number two, auctions usually drive up a higher price. So I would expect this could land anywhere in the $4 billion to $4.5 billion range. And for reference, the Celtics just sold for $6.1 billion. The other thing that's changed here is when Paul Allen bought the team in 1988, you know, you saw the days of the singular owner. Mm-hmm. And now those days have changed. Now, because these franchises are so expensive, it's typically an ownership group that buys into this. But the main owner, the controlling owner, has to have at least 15% of the team. So when you go sit at the board of governors meetings with all the other NBA owners, you have to have at least 15% of the ownership. And the league will only recognize one owner. So you could have 20 people as part of the ownership group. Only one gets to be the board of governor and the controlling owner of the team. I know that's a lot to digest, but there's just a lot of layers to this.
Brian, when you look at where this is at right now and kind of the timeline for not only the sale, but when you look at the timeline of kind of what's going on, not only in sports, but going on locally, what do you kind of make of where this thing is going to go? And based off of expansion in the NBA that's coming very soon and the sale of the Celtics, how much of that do you think kind of fed into the Blazers hitting the market now?
Yeah, I think Jody Allen and Burt Cold have actually timed this pretty perfectly. So the Celtics just sold. You've got two potential expansion franchises coming, which will go for more than what the Blazers will likely sell. So if you're someone who wants to own an NBA team, this is it. The Blazers are your best chance because we don't know of any other teams that may be sold in the future as far as the NBA goes. So I think that will drive up the price too. But I think, you know, like I said, you just saw the Washington Commanders sold. You've seen the Boston Celtics sold. You can't get an NHL team now for less than $1 billion. So these franchise values continue to go up. And I think the other thing that's interesting to point out about Portland is you've got this agreement between the city of Portland and the Trailblazers. And it's a very short-term agreement. It makes the Blazers very portable. And that's good and bad. The bad is if you have an out-of-town buyer and they want to move the team, they've got a decent shot at doing it. The good news is if I'm a new owner of the Blazers, I want to negotiate my own arena lease, or better yet, I want to build a new arena because the Rose Garden / Moda Center is 30 years old. I want a new, more modern arena. So there's a lot of flexibility around what I can do as the new owner.
Brian, kind of following up on that, the lease that you're talking about is the bridge lease, obviously, that they just signed. Was that in the fall, I believe, that they got that officially done, the 5-year bridge lease? They're hoping to open up for potential renegotiations, as it were, whether it be building a new building or new ownership. Do you look at what kind of came out of Salem just a month ago and the jock tax and the Blazers looking at that and going, if we're going to sell this team, we need to make sure we get ahead of any potential ownership group that might try to bring in Major League Baseball, because if you're a new owner and you want to come in and you want to build a new stadium, you're going to want to have basically first bite at the apple, as it were, of any potential additional funds that could be made available for a new ownership group?
Maybe. I don't think that plays a huge part in this. I think, again, you're talking about a team that's going to cost probably around $4 billion. If you have that kind of money, you also know that you want to build a new arena. Ideally, you want to have real estate around the arena that you can develop. I don't think you're coming in saying, wow, I just spent all my money on the team, and I'm hoping that the state or city kicks in money to help fund this. I think someone's going to come in, and they're going to have the money. They're going to have a clear vision as to what they want to do. And I also think, as a side note, I've said this many times on local radio and then on my own show, I don't think Major League Baseball is coming to Portland in my lifetime, and I could give you 3 hours as to why. So I don't think a prospective Blazers owner is factoring in anything with Major League Baseball into purchasing the NBA team here in Portland.
You mentioned something that's really interesting, Brian, as we're talking with Brian Berger, SB Radio, Sports Business Radio, at SB Radio on Twitter. You mentioned this will be an auction, and this is kind of a two-pronged question here, is that, one, the auction will be going to the highest bidder, and obviously, how does that change, or does it, any of the vetting that owners have to go through in the purchasing of an NBA team, because you have to jump through a lot of hoops in order to be an NBA owner, and it's vetted by the league through and through.
Yeah, it is vetted by the league through and through. So, you know, there's really two vetters here. One is the league, and the other is going to be Allen and Company. It's really not a lot different than if we went to a high-priced auction and we were sitting in the auction. Before we put down our credit card, so to speak, they want to make sure that we have the funding. We're not bidding on something that we can't pay for. So you've got the league, who wants to make sure this is approved by the Board of Governors, the other teams, And you've got Allen and Company, who's going to make sure you've got all your funding. There's other layers of vetting, too. They want to do background checks on the owners and make sure there's nothing, you know, that could come up that would cause embarrassment to the league or any of the brands around the league. So it's a pretty thorough process. That's why there's no surprises here. There's not going to be someone, you know, this isn't eBay where you get online and some person who's never been vetted is going to go, oh my gosh, we have a surprise owner of the Blazers now because they had the highest bid. This is a pretty controlled process.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've mentioned Allen and Company here a couple times, and I think some people will probably make a connection there that's not there. Allen and Company is not tied to the Allen estate, to Jody Allen, Paul Allen, anything along those lines.
No, it's a bank. It's a global bank. They do these types of transactions pretty frequently. So they've got experience doing this. You know, the other thing that's interesting that's been reported previously is from everyone I've spoken to, Jody Allen as the trustee and Bert Cold as, you know, a former colleague of Paul Allen's, they have incentives, let's say, to make sure that the Blazers sell for the highest price possible. So there's another reason, another group that wants the Blazers to sell for the highest price possible. Obviously, the other reason is you want to put as much money into the Paul G. Allen Foundation as possible to fund his philanthropic efforts that he was passionate about.
Now, I've seen you've had a couple of tweets about that, about this in that, Phil Knight was rumored to have submitted an offer, and it was widely reported that he tried to make a move. He and Alan Smolinski, an investor and real estate mogul down in L.A., a couple of years ago, they went all in. Now, that was rebuffed by the Allen estate and the Allen Trust. Is that a potential, though, that he could get back into this as long as he's the highest bidder?
I would be very surprised. I have not spoken with Phil Knight. I have spoken with others who are in the Phil Knight stratosphere, and I would be very surprised if at 87 years old, Phil Knight got back into this. I think there's a variety of reasons, some of which you just mentioned. But I just don't think the only way I could see him getting involved is if he found out that the Blazers were being purchased by out-of-towners who really had their eyes focused on moving the team from Oregon. Maybe he gets involved to try and keep them here. But other than that, I think he's 87. He's given so much charity at a number of different places. I just don't think that he's going to get involved at this point. 7 years ago, yeah, he could have gotten involved, but now I don't see it.
I know you've had him on your show. We need to get this going. We're starting the grassroots movement. We think that maybe the Luka trade pissed off Mark Cuban enough, right? Can you get the wheels in motion too? Maybe we get Mark Cuban to start bidding on this? Get Mark Cuban to Portland?
I highly doubt it.
First,
Mark still has a piece of the Mavericks. It's a small piece, but he still has a piece of the Mavericks. He was over the moon last night with them getting Cooper Flagg online and in interviews I saw. I don't think he's going to come to Portland, and that's kind of the elephant in the room too, right? It's no secret that downtown Portland has gone through some tough times in the last 5 years. So, you know, if you're an out-of-town owner, does that play any kind of factor into, I need to come to Portland, I really need to vet the city, make sure city leadership is behind this, make sure that, you know, if I'm going to make this kind of an investment, and especially if I'm going to build a new arena and have development of real estate around the arena, I want to make sure that, you know, everything is headed in the right direction. So that will be interesting to watch as well.
Brian, we appreciate the time and you taking a few minutes for us here, and really appreciate it. Brian Berger, SB Radio on Twitter, Sports Business Radio. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
Look, there's a lot of interesting things in there. Some of them are, look, the expansion aspect of it is a big one in that.
And he hinted at the potential motivation for both Jody and Bert. And what's unknown in that contract language, in that estate language, is whether or not those guys get a percentage of the sale. I've heard it both ways. Not percentage of just the sale, but a percentage of the expansion fees. Because that money goes to... So when an expansion franchise happens in a team in Seattle and Vegas, say it's $12 billion, that $12 billion gets split up among the 30 other owners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unclear whether or not that money it would go into the trust or whether or not Jody and Bert would get a cut of that. But also, it very much does sound like that they would also get a bonus, as it were, for the sale of the team.
Okay. The other one is something that we talked about at the onset of the show, which is expansion looming in coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
It would negate a lot of the anxiety and nervousness about an owner coming in and wanting to say, hey, we're going to move the team out of town. Because the two markets that are kind of the last ones standing are Vegas and Seattle.
Yeah.
Without basketball. And without the NBA. You mentioned San Diego.
And
NBA
Baltimore.
Has been there and left. Baltimore has been there and left.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore also has the Wizards right there.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA is not in the business of moving teams. They do not want it to happen. Do not like it to happen. And it would be very hard to see that happening. But at the same time, if somebody comes in and comes over the top and they spend that kind of money, the NBA knows, they go, oh, well, who are we to tell them what to do with their money? I would be surprised, though, if that were to happen just based on what Adam Silver has said before.
Yeah.
But that can also change because guess who he works for? Whoever buys that team.
The owners.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.